Watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. My Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah. Your Redeemer lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we say greetings to all of you that are logging in today. I believe that you have joined in and actually heard the testimony as well as the item today. Before we roll on, we will be inviting the item that we have seen already, but we would like to share them with you. That is the Eastern Division. But on that note, we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. And for those of you that belong to New Methodist, thank you for this moment. We give them in this land, we communicate them in a foreign, but not single time in the mission Sunday weekend. And this land, Australia, America, we give them in England, we give them in the world, we give them Wakambula tu kaya ni mayviti na sirbi na kanikuwa. Bekenda kaya na tiku mayviti. Tawaka sa usa vir mission Sunday. A foreign zone sa sirbi na kanikuwa. Vanuatu talaga sa saula. A watike na Vanuatu zone vir na kamali vir ng grabi. Balaban ng awa na tartara. But you always stay true and tune in every time and every Sunday. So to all of you in Northern Ireland, in Scotland, in England, it's your Saturday night and it's our Sunday morning.
Amen. Amen. Na nona tuwana na kalou na items ni kuwa. E na sinirao na baga vijuminaka, me liuma na nabi baga mulai.
Hallelujah.
We never plan it. Saka ni plan taki. Sama ni tukuni nga merto thuruma ina mission. We did not know that you will be a healing kid.
Amen.
E na sinirao na baga vijuminaka, me liuma na nabi baga mulai. My Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah.
And a tinimoto ilebutu kebakaka. Wakabinaka. gayazona tobi mate ke zakabana kala una bitu boya ke uri dira una bitinani ia proiben wate ke global direct non rubo sanga to metu gay tubu tubu mai golo malangi na mai vaga bi bina gatiko ena bi vaga pulai hallelujah. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord.
Amen. Today is Healing Sunday. Amen. Which means whatever sickness that you have. Na daba ngana tebe matike ku sekota mbala mutik mende nongo nombala. Wamba utendiko endo nombo nombula. Amen. Kakota lini kubaka titinga tak. If you're logging in today, and I know that you've been sick for a very long time, hospitals, wherever you are, and whatever that you're tuning in to this morning, to either through your phone or the TV screen, listening in all the way down to four shores in Suva, or being sick out there all over the world, globally, outside Fiji, and tuning in whatever that you have chosen this morning, and yet you can't hear. Today is usually the Healing Sunday for New Methodists down at the Fourth Shore every Sunday morning on the last Sunday. Take it to be your Healing Sunday and receive that healing of God in your life and proclaim that healing of God in your life. Tell that sickness to leave your body and leave your life. Tell them to leave because you have the authority. You have the authority. So as we are here today, try and believe that this God is your healer. Not only your healer, your protector. Not only your protector, your provider. He's your everything. Nitika batikiko na kalawa esata mana kakidambale tiko marroiko bakarote kiko bakambulaiko. Wow, hallelujah. Malate de okoyena mukalawa iko sanganirarubaka ndoro tamata menduri matamu. Amen. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust in this God. He is your God, the God of your light and salvation. Psalms for David, he says in Psalms 27:1, he is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I fear no man. Yes, the world can talk about New Methodists. Yes, everybody can criticize about New Methodists or my family, the social media. I don't even read. I'm not even in any social media. I couldn't care less what's happening. And if you are one of the ones easily feeling so intimidated by people around you, look, stand up. Stand up today. Tell them enough. Don't continue to allow things around you to define you. Stand up and say, I can define where I go because your God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will fight for you. Iko kila ndi kongaravina kana kalungo kwa balu na bukumu. Iko kila ndi ngono maski nebe kwa balu. E balu. Iko kila ndi doa vasa kiko sinyadu biko. E adonga indalingana, indalingana, e adonga indalingana. Sega ni terano indalingana. When people talk about you, it doesn't reach you. So you're not supposed to feel anything. And your heart is supposed to be good. Allow your heart to be good at all times, regardless. Hallelujah. Maybe not. Don't ever allow anything to tell you who you are. You stand up and you say to yourself, I know who I am. I serve a living God. And He is my God. He's my Rapha, the healer. He's my Jireh, the provider. Oh, He is my shepherd, Rohi. He is my banner, Jehovah Nishi. He is my God, and He is my strength. And that's your God. If you believe in God, then you are on the same boat as we are. But if you don't, and you say, I'm an atheist, what is she talking about? I don't even know anything about God. Maybe one day. One day, you know, when you are sick, nothing that you know, nothing that you believe in can heal. Or when your broken marriage, or when your children begin to leave home, and your broken home, things that you cannot fix through your finances, your money, and your intelligence. That's when you will know that there is a God, and His name is Jesus. And know today that He is the same God then, same God always, and same God now. So for those of you that believe in God, don't be a timid believer. Don't be a timid believer. No, fight. Fight the good fight. Fight, because the battle is not yours. All you need to do, position, stand, open your mouth. He will speak, and He will fight. Don't ever give up. Don't stand up today. Whatever that you've been intimidated of, broken homes, Woman at home, if you're listening to me this morning, maybe your husband's so abusive. Come home, the only thing you hear is swears. The only thing you feel is punches and kicks. The only thing that you know that there is no love in your marriage. This morning, stand up and say to yourself, you're special. There is no other woman made to be the same as you. God created you so special. Hallelujah. You are his daughter. Hallelujah. And he is the king of all kings. And that makes you the princess of all princes. That makes you so unique. Regardless of the verbal abuse you hear your husband, regardless of the gossip your family or even your friends might say about you, don't even turn an ear. Don't waste the wax of your ear. You continue to believe who you are. You are the very prettiest, beautiful woman that God has created you to be. And young children, maybe you look around and begin to ask yourself, out of all the families, why am I? Why am I should be the child out of a wedlock that I don't even know who my father is? I don't even know my identity. Well, you'll have a lot of questions that no one can answer. The only assurance that I can tell you, this God, he does all things. There's nothing that he does is an accident or incident. He does it for a purpose. And then you ask yourself, purpose? Child of wedlock, purpose? Yes, maybe you know not know the answer as yet. One day you will know. The only thing I know, that this God knows the plan that he has for you. Yes. In Jeremiah 29:11, never to harm you, but to prosper you. And never to take you out from your blessing, but to continue to nurture and go before you. So whatever levels of life you are at, even some men at home, you're being home in a woman, come home, don't even look after the children. Or one day your wife just decided to stand up and tell you, I don't need you. I don't need you anymore. I'm going to get out. I'm going to have a life of my own. Maybe you're one of those men. All you do tirelessly looking after the children. Don't ever give up. Trust in God. Oh. Because God is your salvation. God is your source. Continue to believe and continue to believe. In Romans 4:17, the Lord, the God that is alive, who brings the dead to life, he called things that are not as though they are. Even when you don't see the food, call food. When there's no money, call money. When there is no one out there, call. When there is no work, call. When the doors are closed, you call, open door. You call. You have the authority to call. You call things that are not as though they are. In Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call out to me and I will answer. I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. What are you waiting for? Call on this God because he is your God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. For those prisoners that are actually tuning in, all over Fiji, and do you know that one stage in time you hurt another person or even kill one, or even the things that you do has offended another person created by God? Wherever you are, you know you have that yellow ribbon to give you a next chance in your life. What about the ones that you have wronged? This morning, don't just continue to move forward and thinking, I've done wrong, I'm going to move forward. Take a moment as we have Holy Communion today. Ask God for forgiveness because you have wronged another creation. Not by anyone, by God. The same God you're talking to, the same God created the very person that you have hurt. So take that moment to find closure in your life and ask God to forgive you and you move on. For those of you that have been victims all throughout your life, you may be tuning in this morning, trying to find solace, trying to find and hear something to get you going, because everything is bleak. Everything, everywhere that you look doesn't even seem to give you hope. This morning we would like to encourage you. Take this moment to forgive, to forget, and work hard at your heart to take away that offense and that bitterness, to continue to believe that there is goodness in worshiping God. So wherever you are tuning in today, for families that do not belong to New Methodist yet, you've taken every Sunday morning religiously to join us, we would like to welcome you and thank you for being part of this service all throughout. I'll give this time to Ngaselebo.
I have given you the authority to step on scorpion.
Hallelujah.
And snake. Amen. Jeremiah 32:27. I am the God of all mankind.
Amen.
Is there anything that I cannot do?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says the authority that raised Jesus from the dead is the same authority that you have.
Amen.
The Bible says that. And that is the authority or the power that we have. So regardless of the situation, regardless of the mountain, regardless of what you're going through,
amen.
Hallelujah. You know that this God can do abundantly and amen. Exceedingly.
Yeah.
That is His word. We just come. See, you don't ask God for His power. You already have His power.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus. You just have to receive what you desire, because you have the authority to call things that they are not,
amen.
That they are. The Bible says in Mark 16, for those that believe in Jesus, He said, those that believe in my name, signs and wonders will follow them.
Amen.
They will cast out demons, speak tongues.
Hallelujah.
They pick up snakes and scorpions. If they drink poison, nothing will affect them. And the sick will be healed.
Hallelujah.
Just because they believe in His name. You sitting here believing in His name.
Amen.
And sometimes even let you doubt. Hallelujah. You doubt that God can do something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
Impossible. Because we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight.
Amen.
We don't see things and thank God. No. We thank God without seeing things.
Hallelujah.
There is a man that I know very well. Hallelujah. We were in Nambawalu. Straight after the preaching, the first day that we arrived, from the boat to the wharf to the pulpit to preach. After preaching, a call came from Lotoka men. My wife, been 2 weeks, cannot stand the sickness in her body. And they found something in her blood. We pray from Nambawalu. The wife in the bed in Lotoka. We drove from Nambawalu to Neketi. To get ready for the evening evangelism. Before we left the Keti, 1 hour to Wairiki, he called again. The man called again. We are about to go home. My wife just sick. That she was sick. Immediately, she was well. And they came and
Hallelujah.
Checked the blood again. This is the God that we are so proud of. This is the God that nobody can stop us from serving. This is the God
Hallelujah.
That Paul said in Romans 1:16, we are not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
It brings salvation to those that believe.
Yo. Amen.
You can't help it, because you have something that the world cannot have. You have something that the world is seeking for, and that is the authority.
Hallelujah.
The authority. The authority. The Bible says in Isaiah 9:6, the Bible says, a child will be born, a boy will be given, and all the government. The government.
Hallelujah.
Every government will be upon His shoulder. His name is Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Why we cannot enjoy. Why we can't clap our hand.
Hallelujah.
Why we cannot jump like a man in beautiful gait. For 40 years they've been carrying him, carried back, carrying him. When they said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, what you asking for we don't have. The healing we don't have. The money we don't have. But what we have, what we have that carry this ministry from 6 people, me, my wife, 4 children, what we have that brought this ministry from Lord 62 Malawi to who we are today. Hallelujah. So we can keep still. We can close our mouth. We have every reason to enjoy God. My friend, you are sitting there. God can touch your heart. God can heal your marriage. God can fill up your cupboard.
Hallelujah.
With God, the angel said, Mary, with God, absolutely nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't listen to the preaching. Come and listen to the word. Kuni mga mata uta ka na may lotu. Malo ko na may indami tu mga dua. May nrata, nrata, nrata. Ere, ere, ere. Lako may may ingarka di kalaw. Because he can do exceedingly and abundantly. E tu kuni nga abay pati mo. Alam mo ba nakatamu na kami ko?
Amen.
Ha? Alam mo ba nakatamu na kami ko? Meuray. Ha? Meurai. Kani volta murai, sapa kan mulai ko numu kan mota. Numu kan mota ngai pa kan mulai ko.
Hallelujah.
Your faith will heal you regardless of what you're facing right now. Business is coming down, faith will put it up. You are not enjoying your life, faith will start to enjoy your life.
Hallelujah.
See, you can feel the presence in this place. Ότι να πει παγαλό του τάκι σαν έδι μαϊ να μόνοι τούρα ένα νόνο κόρο ότι μου σήκω μου το σένει του είσαν ότι μια παρέτα να το γάσε τα ρέι που γαλί μου νέλογκο ώστε να παγαρίτε και να βγει τι κνιγκέλε να υπήκτα γνά μαϊ ο κόιν τότε είναι όλο νησό κόλο του του λόγω I want to bless new Methodist με ράω ρόβι και μου ντόνα κέλε μου είναι μου άλλο με ντόνα μου λόμ ντούθ μου ντόν τάμικινα I will give you a piece of land. Επειδή δεν έχω ούτε μία κάτα, ούτε μία ούτε μία κάτα με ούτε κούνα. Να έλω τα μου είναι τούκουνα. What is impossible with you?
Hallelujah.
It's impossible with God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe you're coming here sitting and carrying the load that even sitting here you don't believe that somebody can heal you.
Amen.
The presence of the more we talk about his name, the more we talk about him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord talk na masuma ina mbowalu. And one an example of the many.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can the wrong to come to the court to non the langa? We came in about wrong to my those that are tuning in outside Fiji and outside Suva. Today we will be embarking into our Holy Communion. I would like you, wherever you're sitting, to continue to totally believe in this God and his name is Jesus. I will need you to write your list. I've always taught that. That's my principle. I grew up in a home that we've been told, always write your list because I don't have anything to give you. This is what my father always tells us. And always tell us, you go and talk to this God that we pray to and he will be the one who's going to give it to you. The same principle I brought and I taught my children. And I believe as I see what God did, because I continue to look through the physical provision that I cannot see. So you may be sitting in your home, you may be sitting all over the world, and some of you with the prayer requests that I've been receiving, a lot of sickness. And there is a common sickness that is really touching men and women, which is cancer. And not only cancer, there's a lot of you on diabetes. And I know you're tuning in today because you shared to say, we've always tuned in to the God of our nation. And we can get carried away and be excited with the word of God. But I want to talk to you because you're actually waiting for today. And today is Sunday. And you're sitting and you're carrying your sickness through and through. And I would like you to believe in this God. Don't come to New Methodist to join New Methodist. Don't believe in New Methodist. I need you to believe in God. And his God, his name is Jesus. And he is your healer. New Methodist is not your healer. Jesus is your healer. This is a program that we provide. But God, this is God's platform. And we would like you to join us this morning with all your text messages you've been sending. To believe in yourself that this God hears your prayer.
And also for those of you that are actually waiting for your visa application, there's about 5 prayer requests that have been sent across, because we will be having a Holy Communion. I will need you wherever you are. If you're sitting at your home, look for a juice and get a biscuit or a bread. Join us on Holy Communion this morning. If you know that you have lodged your application for your visa, you will need to believe today. Today, the lesson that we've covered is Jeremiah 32:27. I am a God of all mankind.
Ooh.
What can I not do?
Ooh.
We will need you to believe. Maybe physically you look at whatever you have, the documentation, the number of years you've been in that country, like it's a no-no. But believe in this God, because this God can do anything. You need to believe and trust him completely. So for those of you that are actually sitting on your visa need, I would like you and your family to hold hands when you have Holy Communion to believe. To believe. I will share another testimony. We have a couple, and I know they are online from New Zealand. Today is Mission Sunday. We have Talanga Selewana Vanua and his dear wife Sherilyn, and they have children. And all this time they've been on a work visa in New Zealand for 9 years, and every time they get renewed on the work visa. But God did something extra, you know, beyond thinking. All they did was naming seed and planting into the things that they believe as their activators, and asking God to intervene. Yes, application was lodged with the minister, still waiting with the minister of immigration, and they were waiting. But amazingly, this miraculous working God, the visa came through, which is last month, and gave them residential visa. Citizenship visa for the whole family. Who does that? They've been on working visa renewable, but God did that. We had another family way back in Australia, the Sukani family. I've always shared that family. And they've just gone in, not even 1 year. They've got all their visa for the whole family. Who does that? That's God. Yes, you may be reading all those conditions and you say to yourself, I cannot meet this, or I do not meet this. But you need to believe in this God, because he can do anything and everything for you. So when you join us this morning, I would like you to write your list. Some of you are way out of your mortgage. Your debt is actually overtaking you. You don't know how to do it. You don't have any more finances to solve your problem. But trust in this God and know that he is with you. He's actually reading what you're writing. So when you write mortgage, debt, or maybe a piece of land that somebody wants to come and tell you, no, you need to vacate my land. You are in a situation that you don't know what to do, and you're in a dilemma. Look, this morning, trust in God. He will fight for you. He will show you the way. Sometimes things happen that you don't want to happen, but he's allowing it to happen to direct you, to guide you to the right course for him to bless you. So join us this morning as we are about to embark on a Holy Communion. And for the zones that are tuning in on Mission Sunday today, prepare yourself for the Holy Communion. This Holy Communion is just a covenant between you and your God. This Holy Communion, you need to believe that this God can answer your prayer. You need to believe that this God will be your God forever. Will never leave you nor forsake you.
Evidenaka endo challenge sa kinonda mula me baka takila endo baka bota sena.
Mene
me baka takango masula kina ngoni lako kina altar.
Hallelujah.
La betena lingamu munuaini. These are some of the things it will trigger whether you really believe or not. Just that act of obedience. But actually we don't believe. These are some of the things in the church to challenge us to take the step out of that normal crowd. Hallelujah. All those that were healed in the Bible, they took a step of faith.
Amen.
The woman with the issues of blood, Jairus and the Jairus' daughter, Bartimaeus, who shout among the crowd, Zacchaeus, who climbed the sycamore tree. Every healing and miracle in the Bible, because somebody get out of his comfortable zone.
Hallelujah.
So when you are taking the Holy Communion today,
sarong uti weekend na lamos ni kaluwa ni siya ni kuwa, sangay wakato weekend na nandang dingdingi, kabi kendre bol tambu ko sarongo dono ko bosa kada kabu kinen dona ka satu mata buku satu tu batik indo satara nor bale enan dal ni batu ike baga indo sarongo dono ko bosa kasin da kabu kinen dona ka satu mata lilia satu tu batik indo tamat satara nor bale enan dal ni nuku ni na tauna uda do ko nando mbui na liwa na dangi na tamba kana bale kwa ia enan bale sakale una non bale sabi mbuli eni bikenda turangir marama dor buku no nela enan bulu lebu ko New Zealand na bosu nikalu enda sarongo na numa tiko nga tuwa karo tuna New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nondambula ena siyo binaka nyukua.